Friday, January the 9th. It was cough, cough, cough last night. If it wasn't one, it was the other. You'd think they'd show some consideration after the hard day I'd had. My grandma came and was disgusted with the state of the house. I showed her my room, which is always neat and tidy, and she gave me 50p. I showed her all the empty drink bottles in the dustbin, and she was disgusted. My grandma let the dog out of the coal shed. She said my mother was cruel to lock it up. The dog was sick on the kitchen floor. My grandma locked it up again. She squeezed the spot on my chin. It has made it worse. I told Grandma about the green apron, and Grandma said that she bought my mother a 100% acrylic cardigan every Christmas, and my mother had never, ever worn one of them. Saturday, January the 10th, a.m. Now the dog is ill. It keeps being sick, so the vet has got to come. My father told me not to tell the vet that the dog had been locked in the coal shed for 2 days. I have put a plaster over the spot to stop germs getting in it from the dog. The vet has taken the dog away. He says he thinks it has got an obstruction and will need an emergency operation. My grandma has had a row with my mother and gone home. My grandma found the Christmas cardigans all cut up in the duster bag. It is disgusting when people are starving. Mr. Lucas from next door has been in to see my mother and father, who are still in bed. He brought a get well card and some flowers for my mother. My mother sat up in bed in a nightie that showed a lot of her chest. She talked to Mr. Lucas in a yucky voice. My father pretended to be asleep. Nigel brought his records round. He is into punk, but I don't see the point if you can't hear the words. Anyway, I think I'm turning into an intellectual. It must be all the worry. PM. I went to see how the dog is. It has had its operation. The vet showed me a plastic bag with lots of yucky things in it. There was a lump of coal, the fir tree from the Christmas cake, and the model pirates from my father's ship. One of the pirates was waving a cutlass, which must have been very painful for the dog. The dog looks a lot better. It can come home in 2 days. Worse luck. My father was having a row with my grandma on the phone about the empty bottles in the dustbin when I got home. Mr. Lucas was upstairs talking to my mother. When Mr. Lucas went, my father went upstairs and had an argument with my mother and made her cry. My father is in a bad mood. This means he is feeling better. I made my mother a cup of tea without her asking. This made her cry as well. You can't please some people. The spot is still there. Sunday, January the 11th. First after Epiphany. Now I know I'm an intellectual. I saw Malcolm Muggeridge on the television last night and I understood nearly every word. It all adds up. A bad home, poor diet, not liking punk. I think I will join the library and see what happens. It's a pity there aren't any more intellectuals living round here. Mr. Lucas wears corduroy trousers, but he's an insurance man. Just my luck. The first what after Epiphany? Monday, January the 12th. The dog is back. It keeps licking its stitches, so when I am eating, I sit with my back to it. My mother got up this morning to make the dog a bed to sleep in until it's better. It is made out of a cardboard box that used to contain packets of soap powder. My father said this would make the dog sneeze and burst its stitches, and the vet would charge even more to stitch it back up again. They had a row about the box. Then my father went on about Mr. Lucas. Though what Mr. Lucas has to do with the dog's bed is a mystery to me. Tuesday, January the 13th. My father has gone back to work. Thank God. I don't know how my mother sticks him. Mr. Lucas came in this morning to see if my mother needed any help in the house. He is very kind. Mrs. Lucas was next door cleaning the outside windows. The ladder didn't look very safe. I have written to Malcolm Muggeridge, care of the BBC, asking him what to do about being an intellectual. I hope he writes back soon, because I am getting fed up being one on my own. I have written a poem, and it only took me 2 minutes. Even the famous poets take longer than that. It is called The Tap. but it isn't really about a tap. It's very deep and about life and stuff like that. The Tap by Adrian Mole. The tap drips and keeps me awake. In the morning there will be a lake. For the want of a washer the carpet will spoil. Then for another my father will toil. My father could snuff it while he is at work. Dad, fit a washer. Don't be a Burke. I showed it to my mother, but she laughed. She isn't very bright. She still hasn't washed my PE shorts, and it's school tomorrow. She's not like the mothers on television. Wednesday, January the 14th. Joined the library. Got Care of the Skin, Origin of Species, and a book by a woman my mother is always going on about. It is called Pride and Prejudice by a woman called Jane Austen. I could tell the librarian was impressed. Perhaps she is an intellectual like me. She didn't look at my spot, so perhaps it is getting smaller. About time. Mr. Lucas was in the kitchen drinking coffee with my mother. The room was full of smoke. They were laughing, but when I went in, they stopped. Mrs. Lucas was next door cleaning the drains. She looked as if she was in a bad mood. I think Mr. and Mrs. Lucas have got an unhappy marriage. Poor Mr. Lucas. None of the teachers at school have noticed that I'm an intellectual. They will be sorry when I am famous. There is a new girl in our class. She sits next to me in geography. She's all right. Her name is Pandora, but she likes being called Box. Don't ask me why. I might fall in love with her. It's time I fell in love. After all, I am 13 3/4 years old. Thursday, January the 15th. Pandora has got hair the colour of treacle, and it's long like girls' hair should be. She has quite a good figure. I saw her playing netball and her chest was wobbling. I felt a bit funny. I think this is it. The dog has had its stitches out. It bit the vet, but I expect he's used to it. The vet, I mean. I know the dog is. My father found out about the arm on the stereo. I told a lie. I said the dog jumped up and broke it. My father said he will wait until the dog is completely cured of its operation, then kick it. I hope this is a joke. Mr. Lucas was in the kitchen again when I got home from school. My mother is better now, so why he keeps coming round is a mystery to me. Mrs. Lucas was planting trees in the dark. I read a bit of Pride and Prejudice, but it was very old-fashioned. I think Jane Austen should write something a bit more modern. The dog has got the same colour eyes as Pandora. I only noticed because my mother cut the dog's hair. It looks worse than ever. Mr. Lucas and my mother were laughing at the dog's new haircut, which is not very nice because dogs can't answer back, just like the royal family. I am going to bed early to think about Pandora and do my back-stretching exercises. I haven't grown for 2 weeks. If this carries on, I will be a midget. I will go to the doctor's on Saturday if the spot is still there. I can't live like this with everybody staring.